For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This is a continuation of a discussion I had with Matt Elrod. He's one of the computer gurus that makes Map Inc., the world's largest newspaper clipping organization, work so well. I urge you to visit their website at mapinc.org. That's MAPINC.ORG. Here we're talking about the Canadian Parliament and their attempt to change the marijuana laws.
The conservative critics say, well, that doesn't make any difference. It's mandatory minimums that we really need, and you know, the judges aren't imposing maximums anyway, so what is it? You know, it doesn't make any difference if you raise them, but the message Parliament is trying to send to the judiciary is that they want to see tougher penalties, and they want to see a real all-out war on the grow-offs and organized crime hand-in-hand with decriminalization. And the other thing they did was they introduced a sister bill that gives the police more powers to enforce drug driving laws. Now, of course, it's already illegal to drive while impaired by anything in Canada, but critics have said that the police don't have the power to demand bodily fluids, for example, and that there's no equivalent of a breathalyzer. And there's a number of arguments why none of that makes much sense. And incidentally, the Canadian Safety Council just issued a discussion paper in which they propose alternatives to this drug driving bill, C-16, they propose instead that police just be able to issue roadside suspensions, which makes more sense to me, I think. And on mere suspicion of impairment, and they may have to prove it with, you know, the touch your nose and perhaps examining your eyes, etc. The bill as it's proposed is likely to run into civil rights problems, into constitutional challenges and so forth, so we'll see where that goes.
Earlier you mentioned the U.S. elections. You know, other than a few initiatives that got passed, well, I say a few, was it 17 out of 20 that got passed, what do you see for the future in the U.S. as an independent observer now?
I have to say that election was rather scary. You know, the spin had been that if there was a big turnout, it would likely go Kerry's way, you know, with the rock, the youth vote, etc. But what I think we saw happen was the neocons and the right-wing conservatives come out in force to ban same-sex marriage and stem cell research. And, I think at least one pundit has said that coincidentally those initiatives seem to be seeded by the right-wing in states that were contentious in an effort to get their right-wing vote out in those states. And I think that's exactly what they did, and I think it worked. There's a lot of talk about Americans immigrating to Canada, and, you know, of course, including pod refugees like Rene Bourget and Steve Covey.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.